Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Oh, so tired. So tired.
If you did 41 degrees right now, I'm going to get into the low 50s.
Okay, nice.
Depending on where you are in the greater Rochester area. And it looks like tomorrow we'll be in the 40s as well. No rain until Sunday, fingers crossed.
Okay.
If you are just getting up this morning, didn't stay up, the Bills drop a heartbreaker last night, 23-19. That game was the argument I made yesterday why Thursday Night Football should be shot into the sun. Everything I said is exactly what happened. But we got time. We're going to get the entire day, morning, to get in what happened.
Sure.
We will. But before we get there,
yeah.
I've got a problem. And it's like the biggest husband nightmare of all time.
Oh.
Today is my wife's birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Every year it gets harder and harder.
On a Friday, too. Big expectations.
Well, but normally that's a beautiful thing, right? Like, what sucks if you're a husband is like a Wednesday night birthday. Because, like, you can't go out anywhere. She's not going to want to go out, right? Like, doing, like...
Well, yeah, you push it to the weekend.
Okay, so that sounds easy enough, right?
Yeah.
But we are also in the parental tornado that is teenage kids.
Yeah.
So I would love to do something for my wife's birthday tonight.
So one of the kids.
I can't do that.
Really?
Because my oldest has a hockey game in Skinny Atlas at 7 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yes, that my wife can't attend because by the time she won't be out of work by the time we have to go to Skinny Atlas.
Man, you got
to
run all the way out to Skinny Atlas and back tonight.
Well, yeah. I had to go to Buffalo.
Damn.
She had an 8:40 puck drop in Buffalo last Friday. Ugh. Hockey, ladies and gentlemen. So I won't be back at Rochester till probably 11:30.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So... No go tonight. And I would love to take her out tomorrow night for her birthday.
Well, there you go.
But I can't do that because my daughter has a hockey game, two of them actually, one at 3, one at like 7 tomorrow. So that won't be done till like 9. We won't be back to the house till like 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
And I would love to do something Sunday.
There you go.
I'd love to do something Sunday.
Who's got hockey Sunday?
My daughter's got a hockey game in the morning, and then she is having Friendsgiving on Sunday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Big event.
So that's... That's five hockey games.
Four hockey games. Tonight, one tonight.
Oh, it's
two
one
tomorrow,
tonight, two
one
tomorrow,
Sunday,
one Sunday. Yeah. And then you have a party.
And then a Friendsgiving that she conned our family into on Sunday.
I'd move.
Also,
I would move out of your house.
My sister Megan, she's like the sourdough thing now. Mm. She's doing that.
She bakes the bread.
Yeah, she does. She bakes it to bread.
Yeah.
She bakes it
to bread. Well, that's how you have to say it.
Break
it to bread. So, what about her?
So, she's going to be at the Lucky Flea on Sunday.
Ooh.
At the Dome in Henrietta. So, we have to make an appearance at that.
Really? You got to go to every bread appearance?
I want to go support my sister. Every bread appearance.
Wait, let me tell you something.
Oh, please tell me something.
I saw a lot of your comedy acts.
Yeah.
I've seen some full rooms, seen some half full rooms.
Uh-huh.
So some empty rooms.
Sure.
I never once saw any of your goddamn family there, except the time your mother was waiting for you in the parking lot in the middle of a snowstorm in Ontario.
Yeah, but maybe if he brought cookies to a show, more people would show up.
Well, then they would have a smile on their face.
You weren't there. You can't make these jokes. Only
no,
he saw how bad
I'm
it was.
No, but I'm saying, like, I would show up for cookies.
You don't have to go to every bread event. Jesus Christ, man. You're running all over the place.
My sister was 12 when I was doing that. She couldn't get in the clubs.
They would have let her in. They were just looking for bodies at that point, Pat. So you got to run out to her bread event.
Well, yeah, I mean,
a butt of ice. She's just standing there selling bread.
I'm gonna go support my sister. This is what family does. Right. You wouldn't understand.
He's not comprehending.
If my sister was in my backyard selling bread, I'd call the cops. Get her out.
What I'm getting at is
lock her up.
I would really like to do something nice for my wife for her birthday.
Buy her some bread.
Okay.
The gift of sourdough. Here you go, baby.
I don't have any time to do anything because then we get it in next week, Monday
night. Oh, then your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Monday night, my daughter has tennis. She's got her tennis lesson. Tuesday, my wife works late. And then, yeah, we're off into Thanksgiving again. So I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. And I can't ask my wife this directly because you're never going to get the right answer. Like, is it okay to just not do anything? Because I this is not my stuff. It's not like I'm going to like a Bills game and I'm missing.
No, I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's family.
It's all the family and kid stuff. I don't know what I'm supposed to do there. So like,
can you combo plate something with the Skinny Atlas or something? Because your wife loves Skinny Atlas.
She does, and she was actually looking forward to going. But my daughter's got to be in Skinny Atlas by 6:00. It's 90 minutes from our house. She doesn't get out of work until 5:00.
Wait, you're 90 minutes from Skinny Atlas?
I'm actually closer than you are.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Stupid. I'm right on the thruway, and I'm east of you. Well, no, I'm not east of you, but I'm right on the thruway.
Oh, true.
Dumbass.
Okay.
Dumas.
Hey, I'm not the one screwing my wife over for her birthday.
I didn't do anything, and that's just it. Like, that's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of. What? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I either be good dad, right, by handling all
I
of
either
my,
be good dad.
I either be good dad. I was up until 1 o'clock. Shut up. I either be good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Or good husband. But here's the thing.
What?
If I be good husband, I look bad in my wife's eyes because I'm not being good dad.
Okay.
If I be good dad, even if my wife is appreciating me be good dad, wife doesn't get birthday. And I understand why somebody would be like disappointed that like nothing happened for their birthday.
So you can't do anything Saturday night?
No, she got hockey. We're not going to get back in the house till like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
God damn
it. I'm hoping my wife is awake so I can like have her blow out a candle.
I'm going to say,
I'm not going to put the candle in anything.
Could you have something delivered to her?
Hold it.
There you go.
I mean, that's the only, it's your only option.
With a nice little note.
Yeah, like something like delivered to like the office. Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, like gift is not a problem. It's just like, the, you know.
No, like something be like, even if you delivered her like a birthday cake to the office with flowers.
Oh.
So that all the people at the office, because she's got a big crew
enjoy
there.
Enjoy cake.
Sure. Have the cake, the flowers. She get all the accolades, you know, from all people, you know, there.
Yeah.
And they have to say nice things no matter what.
Why?
It's locked in.
Okay. No, I get that. That's not a bad idea. But you know how wives are, except for Kimmy because she's got no soul. Like, the gift is one thing, but it's like, I just want to spend time. Like, they want the time. I get it. I would like her to be like, oh, happy birthday. Let's do something together, too.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I lucked out a little bit, and I'm glad I didn't say this out loud yesterday.
Of course.
Well, so she works at two different offices. She has an office on Brighton Henry Town Lake Road, mm-hmm. and then on Thursday, she goes out to Clifton Springs, and she does work in the hospital out there. Sees patients out there. So, like, she came home yesterday, and she had, like, a bunch of flowers, and they got her a keg. It was very nice to the folks
out there. They already beat you to it.
But she goes to, I'm assuming there's going to be more of that today. So she gets, like, double birthday. So I'm like, you know, you got double birthday, so, like, we're good. We're good here, right?
I don't know what to tell you, man. Go to, like, the jewelry store and load up.
Go to the jewelry store.
What else can you do?
No, because again,
throw diamonds at the problem.
I could.
But it's more about time than gifts.
I could get her.
But she ain't got no time.
She doesn't care about like expensive gifts, so she says. She wants to like have an experience together. We used to do this thing for our anniversary every year where we do something we had never done before every year.
Okay, like a new experience.
Yeah, and we almost died like 3 times, so we stopped doing it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Probably a good time.
Yeah. Kimmy, you've been awfully quiet for the one person who is a wife in this room.
Well, I don't know what your options are when you literally don't have the time.
I just need you to say it's okay. There's nothing
okay.
You can do.
I said the cake and flowers would do it for me.
Well,
cake,
yeah, but you got,
or maybe just a jacket of many colors.
252-WCMF. It is my wife's birthday today, and can't do anything with her tonight because my daughter has a hockey game in Skinny Atlas. Can't do anything tomorrow because my daughter has 2 hockey games here in Rochester, but they're going late. Can't do anything Sunday because my daughter's got a hockey game in the morning, and then she's having 10 friends over for Friendsgiving on Sunday. I am so upset.
Well, that Friendsgiving Day is what's putting the shaft in the whole situation.
Yeah, we could have gone out and done something.
How did she pull that off?
I don't know, man. Like, you know what it is?
Well, could you guys go do something while your daughter's doing Friendsgiving?
You can't leave them kids alone.
In the house, a bunch of teenagers?
How many kids?
Maybe 10?
No.
They're going to try.
We're out of the house.
They're going to use a stove. They're using the stove.
Well, I mean, like, after they
your husband will be invited because he's going to need a hose.
No, I'm not leaving my kid.
There's no way.
Nine of her friends alone in my house. No.
Is it mixed company or just girls?
I think it's just, it better be just girls. I didn't even ask that question. It better be just girls.
All right, I
ain't feeding no boys.
I wouldn't feed a goddamn boy ever.
Friendsgiving in my house. By the way, I think she knows not to invite boys because she's starting to understand that boys eat way more than girls do.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
teenage girls eat like regular people.
Yeah.
Teenage boys eat like golden retrievers that got into the garbage.
Yeah, they're locusts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
I mean, you don't, because you weren't. You were always a little bitch, but like I ate like a regular teenager, like most men did. You were like, you know, picking at the caviar and the fennel.
It's all we could afford, Pat.
I guess what sucks is, what? Like, you know, I've been married 15 years, and our marriage, wonderful. Every day is a brand new fun experience.
Fantastic.
She's my best friend. But, like, I haven't reached the point in 15 years of marriage where I can look at my wife in a situation like this and go, is this okay? And trust the answer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I can talk to my wife about absolutely anything and not feel any kind of insecurity or fear or anything except for this.
Oh.
And it's a little bit frustrating.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't talk to my wife about absolutely everything. I cannot say that.
What can't you talk to your wife about?
It's just certain things I just avoid because I just don't think it's going to come across correctly.
Okay. Well, you with the sensitivity and ability to communicate that you have?
Like, I blank out certain parts of my past that I don't tell her about.
Well, that's probably
friends.
Good.
Yes. It would.
He's self-editing.
It's pointless information that's just going to upset her for no reason. Why bring it up?
You've been together over a decade.
I understand that.
All right.
I understand. But I'm still.
He's learned a lot.
I've learned my lessons.
This is wisdom.
Yes, it is. And I know it's deceitful, but I think it's a good deceit.
Deceiving.
It's stuff that doesn't matter anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
So why upset people?
Well, no, I'm not walking into my wife and being like, let me tell you about this chick.
No, but if she asks me,
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
If she asks me a question and I know it's going to upset her at this point, I will lie.
Okay.
And I have no problem with that. I just don't because.
Okay, man, that's great.
Because if I just go, here you go, blow up my weekend.
Kimmy, are there
start
things.
Packing my clothes.
Are there things that you don't want your husband to talk to you about?
I don't think so.
Maybe he's on a
scuzzball. I mean, I guess though, like, I guess
we don't
when
know
you,
her husband.
I guess when you're talking about your past, you probably edit it a little bit. So it's not like, I don't know. Cause again, it's not like important anymore. It's nothing that's going to affect you now.
Right.
Okay.
It's probably stuff he doesn't care about anyway.
It's called whitewash.
All right. 252-WCMF. At least I'm getting ideas from some people, right?
I gave you ideas.
Here's an idea. Buy her a present. You know what gals like? Little presents.
Little jewelry.
Dom writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get it. He says, leave her little random surprises around the house like flowers, chocolates. Make it so she finds it randomly. Two problems there. One, basset hound. Two, teenage daughters.
Yeah.
Those chocolate will not survive.
Either be missing.
I'll either be taking my basset hound to the hospital or yelling at my 13 and 15-year-old for eating the chocolate.
What about your mornings? You got any time in the morning?
Yeah, I only get up at 2:30 in the morning. Oh,
no,
you mean
no.
This
I mean over the weekend. Nice little breakfast, brunch.
I guess she's a way better cook than I am.
No, I mean, could you go somewhere?
I mean, I guess we could tomorrow.
Diner birthday. That's
a good one.
It's not cheat day, though.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
You won't
well, maybe
eat.
For her birthday, you should move it.
Go eat some egg whites with her, for God's sakes, and a dry bagel.
Can't even split a pancake.
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready. So
I'm the little bitch in the room. I can't go out on Saturday. Of course, you might enjoy it. I can't have any carbohydrates.
252-WCMF. All right. I'm one of the most romantic men we know.
Oh, okay. Put him on.
He's here to help us out. Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Listen. Duffy, listen, tomorrow it is nothing wrong celebrated your wife for her birthday. Okay? Because for me, it is more important, it is bring it to the game because she enjoys what she does. And, you know, it's birthday tomorrow. It's great day. Both all of you celebrated.
No, I agree with you. I would do it on Saturday. My daughter's got two more hockey games tomorrow. We can't go anywhere tomorrow.
He's got no time.
Yeah. It's a time, Teddy. It's a time.
The kids are Sunday?
Sunday. My daughter's got – she's having all her friends over to have dinner. She conned us into having a Thanksgiving for friends. I know, Teddy. I'm not happy.
Hey, listen. You cannot make – time, but you can make money later on, or you can spend money later on.
Okay, so you're saying, like Tommy, throw money at it.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, dynamite baby boomer explanation. You guys are so good at marriage. You guys have such a good track record on marriage. All right, thanks.
So take a wad of cash and throw it at
Teddy, you've done nothing to help. You've done nothing to help.
Hey, you got free off a dinner a couple of weeks ago, so you spent all this money.
That is true.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, we finally got some ladies right
now. All right, good.
Kirsten writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. She says, buy your tickets to a show or something at a later date. That way the date is locked in and you're celebrating her.
Go see Hamilton or Wicked.
I want to see Hamilton or Wicked, but here's the thing. I would do that. Here's the other problem, and I know – this is hard for you to wrap your head around as on account of the whole your generation could just do whatever they wanted.
Mm.
With both of the girls, you know, our daughters, right? I'm living 48 hours at a time, right? Much like Vin Diesel, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. I can't buy tickets to events because I can't tell you how many times we've bought tickets to something like 3 months in advance and we've had to leave early because someone's got to get picked up from something. Like, we went to go see Nate Bargatze, the comedian.
Yeah.
We bought those tickets 6 months in advance, Blue Cross Arena, big night. It was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, come to find out, 2 weeks ahead of time, my daughter's got hockey practice she can't get a ride home from, so we had to leave with 30 minutes left to go with the show. Everyone's howling with laughter. Us dicks, we had to walk all the way around the arena in front of everybody.
But you didn't see him close the show.
No. Bye, everybody. Off to hockey practice. 252 WCMI. All right, John's got it.
All right.
He's got it under control. Hey, John, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, center with another teammate tonight.
To Skinny Atlas, my oldest.
Right. Hockey parents love to do that stuff.
All right, so, John, here's the problem.
Pawn your kid off on another parent.
Yeah, and then, look, that happens all the time.
Sure, I'm sure it does.
All right, so I am a very...
I meant pawn off as a good thing.
I'm a very superstitious person, John, and I will tell you what will happen. If I send my daughter 90 minutes away from where my wife and I will be to go play in a hockey game, she will 100% get hurt while I'm not there. Without question.
No.
John, it will happen. No question. I will be at dinner with my wife, and I will get a call from the Stappenbeck family, and they will be like, listen, we're on our way to urgent care with your daughter. We need you to meet us in Syracuse right now. Like, that's going to happen.
No, you're going to get a call that she played the game of her life because you weren't there.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yep. All right, so if there's any single ladies out there, I may be divorced come Monday. So
look at that.
Get ready, girls.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes we shouldn't ask ourselves, can we?
Yeah, what do we
need
say?
To ask ourselves, should we?
Okay.
Because, like, look, this will be delicious. In fact, maybe so delicious that this becomes a standard new condiment that is used on a regular basis.
But they're coming up with a new condiment?
Well, it's not a
What's
new...
What's left?
It's just, it's not... It's hard to explain.
What?
You can't really, you can't buy this condiment in this way, although it's a condiment that's always existed. However, if this becomes a condiment in regular rotation for people in America, bad things will happen.
It will devastate our waistlines.
And maybe more.
Oh, my goodness.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Heinz, the ketchup people.
Yeah, big time.
They are, Kimmy, big time ketchup.
Number one ketchup.
They are. They have released a new condiment in their condiment line.
What do they got?
It's called leftover gravy.
Not just gravy, but leftover gravy?
That sounds disgusting however you say it. Like, that could be just gross. That could be sexual. It's just nasty.
Gravy in a bottle.
Yep, it is gravy.
But it's leftover.
Right.
Well, I mean, the idea of
which means it's touched other things.
No, it's not actually leftover gravy.
No, but it sounds like it. It sounds disgusting.
The idea is
it
came from gravy.
But the idea came from an episode of Friends, apparently, even though everyone puts leftover gravy on their next day sandwiches. Like, that's a standard thing. So it's exactly what it sounds like. It's gravy, bless you.
A squirtable gravy
in a ketchup bottle.
So okay. You would put it on your sandwich?
You got it. It's
how fat are we going to get?
Is it thick?
I don't know.
Is it
well,
thick?
I'm asking because I feel like it makes it. It's a valid question.
I don't want
question
no runny gravy, baby.
Because the consistency of that gravy is gonna change the way you use it, I guess.
That sounds so gross.
No, but she's
right.
Like,
I'm thinking
and it's
of
cold.
Like a mayo consistency if you're putting it on sandwiches,
on.
And that kind of makes
it's
it
cold.
A little more...
Well, I'll put cold gravy on a sandwich the next day.
Why would
you?
I mean, if you're
your...
putting it on a sandwich, it's not gonna be hot.
Yeah, you use cold gravy the next day.
No, you could heat it up in a microwave.
I never really used. I didn't.
This is coming from a man who's never used leftover gravy.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you put
but
it in a microwave.
To his point, like, I can't think of a time we had leftover gravy.
Yeah, that gets dumped.
Oh, no, I always use gravy
really?
On a sandwich the next day.
I don't
day,
think
yeah.
we've ever saved the gravy. If
what?
But yeah, because if you're using the turkey, you're just using it on, like, a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
I've
don't
never
know why
poured,
you need the gravy.
I don't want some soppy sandwich. Why would I put gravy on a sandwich? It's going to make it like...
I would put the gravy on the leftovers and put it in the fridge.
No.
I wouldn't put the gravy in there separately.
Right, yeah, because
really?
It would get absorbed into the stuffing and stuff.
Yeah.
So then it's like there, but it's not like liquefied over your sandwich.
Maybe I have. I guess I just don't remember.
You guys are... But I'm.
No, y'all gross.
Oh, yeah. Everybody puts gravy on their leftover sandwich. I'm the gross one. So much so, it's so popular
I'm fine
that,
with that.
That Heinz has produced leftover gravy.
They're seeing how fat we're getting.
So then how am I the only one doing it?
Oh.
Exactly. So here's the thing. If you want this, it's not actually as easy as going out to buy it. It is exclusively available through Walmart, but not at the store. You have to buy a jar of Heinz gravy online, and they will send you this leftover gravy for free. But there is speculation that they are doing this to see if it's popular, and if it is, they will make it a full-time, year-round
condiment.
Who's
jumping through all them hoops to get squirt
especially
gravy?
Especially if you're going to have gravy.
There are people
already.
That just wrote down what I said, I promise you. Ooh, got to get the gravy in a bottle.
I'd like to try it first.
All right.
Only if it's thick. That's
yeah,
what you said.
I
actually didn't say only if it's thick. You thought that in your brain. I asked if it was thick.
That's the same question.
Nope,
no.
It's not.
In different form.
No, it's not. And by the way, she made a statement. She didn't ask a question. This is a very dangerous idea.
Of course it is.
We shouldn't give ourselves access to leftover technology every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thanksgiving is a unique meal, as are the day or two after with the leftovers. It is rich. It is full of calories.
Sodium.
Yeah. And none of that matters because it's a holiday.
Yeah.
You do this once a year, right? Like, you do not have a meal like you have on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because you can't.
What was that noise you just made?
That was just my
sounds like you're eating thick gravy. But when you give people the ability to start making leftover-style food on any random day, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
But this is all you. You love this stuff.
No, I'm telling you.
You love
you,
all
I don't
this combo
this.
Gookie crap all over the time.
Gookie.
All y'all talk about is the fusion and this and that. Oh, I'd love to have that on top of that. I need four of those.
I guess I
that's all y'all talk about.
We apparently all sound like Barney Rubble. I'd love to have that. Oh, I don't know, Fred. Pretty good. Is it great?
I can't think of a time I'd use this other than on Thanksgiving leftovers.
But
though.
See, that's the problem, right?
You because like I would use it for that, but then after those are gone, what am I using
yeah,
leftover
you do shots
gravy
of it on
for?
A Saturday night.
Here's what you're not considering, Kimmy.
All right.
Again, we're talking
tell
about Heinz, the ketchup company. They have a new product. It's called leftover gravy. It's gravy in a squeeze bottle that will be available as a condiment. And again, it's a very dangerous game we're playing here as a society. Kimmy, it starts with just leftovers, right? You think it'll only go in the turkey. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you're making a sandwich one day, middle of July. Yeah. You go, oh, I still got that leftover gravy in there. I go, you know what? Let's see what this tastes like.
Now, who has gravy on a
what are you
sandwich?
Putting it on?
Bologna. Name a meat.
Wait.
You would put it on any
Wait, did you just say bologna? Meat? Well, yeah. First of all, you're eating a bologna sandwich.
I love bologna sandwiches.
I can't think of the last time I had a bologna sandwich.
And you shouldn't
I mean,
remember.
Underrated, but I just, it's not
You
something
should never
I...
remember your last bologna sandwich. That should not be in regular rotation.
That sounds like something the Surgeon General would put in a TV commercial. You should never remember your last bologna sandwich. No. I don't know what gravy would taste like on other meats because I've never had gravy on other meats. How do you know it wouldn't be amazing?
Well, cause it's, because it's for turkey, right? It's like a poultry gravy, right?
You don't make gravy if you're making a ham.
I understand. But that's what
if it went together, you would do it.
You wouldn't put gravy on a steak.
No. Well, I guess you could.
But no, but you wouldn't take Thanksgiving
gravy
and put it on a steak.
That's a chicken fried steak. You put gravy on it.
Chicken fried steak, man. Were you living in Dixie now?
That's a thing that exists.
Banjos breaking out and jug whiskey.
Chicken fried steak
exists. We're having chicken fried steak tonight, folks, and we've got squirtable gravy.
All I'm asking is...
Grandma squirtable gravy.
Have either of you, she likes it thick, have either of you...
Grandma always liked it thick.
Have either of you had gravy on a different kind of meat?
No.
No, you haven't. So you don't know that it's
I'm
not
trying
good.
To think like, but like, I mean, there's like beef gravy, but this is like a poultry gravy you're going to put on a
beef.
It just
says
gravy.
Somebody that puts sausage in the stuffing, you've had gravy on sausage.
Okay, and that's delicious, isn't
that
it?
That is pretty good.
So how about this? You Kimmy, you're making some couple of sausages in the morning time, right? You're going to have eggs.
You
know what?
Southern style.
Okay. All right.
See,
cook
now,
you up some grits.
Biscuits.
And now we've already started down a dangerous road because,
some
you know.
Chicory coffee.
There is a reason why you don't normally see scalloped potatoes, cranberry sauce, and stuffing out in the wild and once other places. Because once those things are available on a whim when you want it, we've lost the Battle of the Bulge. Like, it's over. Anytime.
No, we kind of have.
Okay, shut up.
But we have.
Shut up.
It's over.
Are you in your best evening at the improv costume today? What's the deal with thick gravy in a bottle?
More like comic relief. But
I think it sounds a little something
like
this. Dick. Look. Two things can be true.
Oh, it's up.
Two things can be true. This is delicious, and it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? No, but you know, you're already like, if your take is we're already at the point where we're going to kill ourselves, and this doesn't matter.
Well.
Let it keep coming.
But we're not pulling back. We keep pushing forward.
That's what we do as people. We always push forward. There's never any pullback.
Until we're so out of shape, we can't even push forward anymore. I can't move my legs, Ma. I'm full of grandma's delicious sausage gravy.
The gravy's too thick to move my legs. Thick gravy.
It's all over my chest.
By the way,
I got chest gravy.
So many people writing gravy tips or gravy
like
situations.
Leftover gravy.
Well, no, like you're saying, you know, you don't only eat gravy with turkey. Meatloaf. You brought up the sausages.
Okay, but that would be okay. So let's say
my husband puts ketchup all over me.
And that's the other point.
Isn't
like
that,
ketchup
like the
is
main.
But ketchup was not supposed to be for meatloaf, and people discovered it was delicious. Right. So now you're using that condiment on something that isn't.
All right,
standard.
So let's say. Gotta make some Mexican food.
Yeah.
And one of them bowls.
Okay.
You're gonna throw gravy on your Mexican food?
Why not?
Oh, God.
It's if you get
That's
chicken.
That's called soup.
If you get chicken, well, you just put a little bit in it, stupid.
Nobody in this country does anything with a little bit with gravy.
See, it's already starting here.
That's why they make ladles.
Here we go.
You ladle that crap on, man. And then you're eating your Mexican burrito, and then you're getting a massive squirt.
It's a bear by God, writes us on Instagram. Air fried tater tots, leftover gravy and cheese curds. He's making his own homemade poutine. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll give you that one.
No, but like that, no,
that's
you
very international. It's very sophisticated.
You shouldn't make that at home. That shouldn't be an at home food.
Yeah, that is a weird.
But at least it's.
I mean, it sounds good.
But at least it's more appropriate.
No, but once you give.
Because the poutine's got the gravy.
But once you give yourself 24/7 access to fried potatoes, cheese, and gravy, you can't come back from that.
Yeah.
It's over.
That's why Canada's never won a war. Think about it.
They burned down the White House in 1812.
Oh, somebody got lucky with a firecracker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a few things worse than staying up as late as we had to last night.
Yeah.
Only for a game to finish the way it did. And I get it that we're all sleepy this morning. We're all cranky. We are not happy with a lot of things that happened last
night. Sure.
But I need you to recall the words I said at this exact time yesterday. Because when it comes to Thursday night football, what actually happens on the field does not matter.
How's that?
That game last night is a perfect illustration as to why. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, you did not stay up last night to finish the game. The Bills lose in Houston last night, 23-19, and it was brutal all the way through. Because, Kimmy, they start that game, the defense gets a three and out.
Yeah, it looked like things were going their way in the beginning.
Yep, they score.
They got control here.
Kimmy, they score on the opening drive, touchdown there, and they get to the red zone, no problem on their next drive. Like, everything is golden. And somewhere with like 4 minutes left in the second quarter, even though the Bills were outplaying the Texans by a mile, you're like, wait a minute, what the hell just happened?
It felt a couple times like, all right, they got it back. They got the momentum back. They're golden.
Josh Allen took a beating last night.
That has to be his worst, right? As far as sacks.
Yeah, I mean, that was scary.
That was the worst beating he's ever taken.
Eight sacks?
Eight sacks, the most sacks he's ever taken in a game.
And they weren't even like, they were like ugly sacks.
Yeah, no, very ugly. It was so bad.
How bad was it?
Only one Bills wide receiver had more catching yards than the Bills lost in sack yardage. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Okay.
The Bills offense lost 70 yards in sacks. Of the nine pass catchers last night, only Khalil Shakir had only 70 yards receiving.
Oh.
So around this time yesterday, I had said some things. I said, if you are the Bills, you go into Texas and you try to win by any means necessary.
Okay.
You're on the road on a short week.
Ugly.
Down four of your pass catchers, including a second round pick and Josh's favorite target in Dalton King. The game is going to be ugly, and you just have to be on top when it's all gone.
Well, they nailed that ugly part.
But here's the thing. The game was trending that way, even with everything we just talked about. Outside of the beating that Josh took last night, the most frustrating part of that game, outside of the second quarter, the Texans scored 6 points.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Outside of the second quarter, the Texans scored 6 points. The Bills' defense, when you needed stops in the second half, held the Texans to a field goal, and those 3 points only came off a turnover inside the 35-yard line. A touchdown in the second half wins you that game, and they couldn't get it done.
But it looked like they were going to do it.
I mean, on multiple occasions.
So they were like four. I remember the last one I remember was fourth and 27. I go, all right, this is over. And then, boom, they get the first down.
I mean, it's just got to be like, is there another team where even when they lose, you still feel like they're going to win? Like, every time.
Because it came down to the last play.
They don't get blown out. It's always these close, tight, like, comes down to a single play, a single toe loss. And I think that's, it's got to be the most frustrating team to watch as a fan.
I mean, look, I lived through the...
Just for multiple reasons.
Well, we lived through the drought. I know it sucks staying up late. I'd rather always be in it than watch our team get their ass kicked.
I mean, you're right, but it was less stressful.
But it wasn't as fun.
And it wasn't like every time it was going to come down to that.
Because like that
you
last...
You had to rely on some weird thing to go right.
Because it ends on a penalty. Because you think of the penalty is going to go the other way.
Yeah, offensive
interference. Oh, get out of here. Go home.
Yeah.
So... You brought up that 4th and 27. I want to talk about that for a second.
I thought they were dead. That's it.
Fourth and 27, they gained 30 yards on a hook and ladder. Every middle school offensive coordinator, Pop Warner offensive coordinator, yeah, stood out of their chair with an erection when they saw an NFL team.
And no wife in sight.
Pull off a fourth and 27 hook and ladder to extend the drive. And for those who don't know what a hook and ladder is, it's when you throw the ball like 15 yards downfield and then someone going the other direction is pitched the ball.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen outside of middle school football, and it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say this. As much as it sucked last night, and as scary as it was at times, what happened last night is irrelevant for the rest of the season. And I had said this yesterday. It sucks you lost that game. That four losses, all right, not fun, right?
What are you, 7-4 now?
7-4. But if you go out there last night and blow out Houston, like I said yesterday at this time, it means nothing. It's Thursday night football. If they would have went out and gotten beaten by 30 by the Houston Texans last night, it meant nothing. It's Thursday night football. And everything we saw from beginning to end in that game shows why Thursday night football should be punted into the sun and never brought back again.
Oh, it's Thursday night football's fault.
Well, look, Josh has been 8-0. That was the first Thursday night football game he's ever lost. Every time we play Thursday night football, I have this same bitch. The injuries we saw.
Well, I think that's more concerning than the loss to me.
But
everybody just... Let's go home. Everybody get off the field. We're going home.
But the NFL's not going in that direction, man. They keep expanding these games. Yeah.
They keep adding games. No, you're right.
You're playing Christmas Day. You're playing Black Friday. I mean, and now they want to go overseas. I mean, what are these guys going to look like? So if they go overseas and you're playing these games that you're turning into this global sport.
Huh. That's just a weird take you got now when I had argued that once they got back from London, things were going to get really bad because it hurts about, yeah, they fly private. These are billionaires. Everything.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Let's talk about last night, right? Yeah. The injuries all night long are not a coincidence. The game did not finish till 11:30 last night because every other play they had the trainers on the field.
Well, the ref was funny. I'm sorry.
The ref, like, that's how bad it is.
That was pretty funny.
The ref went down with an injury.
I kept going, who's hurt? Where is he? That guy.
My favorite.
And by the way, does anybody clap when the ref gets up? Not really.
Yeah, that's a good
question.
I didn't
hear nothing, man. I just think he got up and left. Like, give a thumbs up. I'm okay, folks.
He had to be carted off the field with a non-contact injury. My other favorite part, I mean, I don't want to say the ref gutter, obviously, but they have to put the mic on a different referee. And you could tell he was
nervous.
So nervous.
Oh, no. I wasn't expecting to have to do this tonight.
Holding offense. So, like, at one point, four of the five Bills offensive linemen came out of the game for an injury.
Yeah.
Defensively, linebacker Terrell Bernard left. He was on the sideline with his arm in a sling. That's not good.
No.
Starting quarter Christian Benford went out. Other starting quarter Maxwell Harrison left the game with a concussion. D-end A.J. Epinesa left the game. And the same thing was happening on the other side of the ball as well.
Yeah.
You had Texans drop it all over the place.
How's that kid's neck? The quarterback with the big old neck.
Well, did you see he got face masks and I thought his head was going to come off?
He's got a thick neck.
That's a solid thick neck.
Mm. So it's not going anywhere.
Like, that referee injury was so rare.
Yeah.
Al Michaels had to explain in real time what the procedure was, and he didn't know. He had someone in his ear telling him.
What the backup plan is.
Yes, what to tell everybody on the thing. The players were so beat up.
Well, how beat up were they?
It was a 20-16 game at halftime that saw three touchdowns scored in 4 minutes, right? And we're like, we're off to the races here. That game ended with 6 total points in the second half.
Yeah.
Thursday night football is the stupidest thing the NFL has ever done because it's not even entertaining. We were talking about this before the show.
So there are times where I forget it's on. I'll be like, oh, yeah, there's football night. And then you tune in for a little bit and you're like, I don't care. I'm going to bed.
Like, the most, it got exciting at the end only because the
Bills. Well, yeah, that drive.
Yeah, you're getting shot after shot after shot. Outside of that, and I'll fully admit this, if you are not someone that loves football for the scheme of football, that second half was unwatchable.
Yeah.
Unwatchable.
Well, nothing happened.
They're exhausted. Gone.
Well, I mean, until the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, these guys are absolutely exhausted.
Unless you really like watching quarterbacks get their ass handed. Then that was entertaining.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bills drop a heartbreaker last night in Houston. Josh Allen takes the most sacks he's ever taken in a game. When he did not get up in that second quarter, I was ready to burn my house down.
Yeah. When he was, like, he looked like he was rolling around in pain.
Yes.
I'm like, that's it. There goes the season. We're done.
Yes. And then, like, okay.
And then he kind of got up, and I was like, all right, Josh, a little dramatic.
Mitch Trubisky seems like a really nice guy. When I see him starting to warm up.
But he's a good backup.
I want to punch him in the head. How do we know?
They did show him standing there with his helmet on, and I was like, all right.
I mean, he put his cigarette out. He looked like he was ready to go.
No, there was even a point on that last drive where it looked like Josh may not be getting up. It was at 4th and 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, Mitchell Trubisky is going to have to convert a 4th and 27. Might as well just sell all my Bills jerseys the hell out of here. But the most frustrating part about last night
was it?
Despite how bad the offense looked at times, mm-hmm. despite the revolving door of offensive linemen, the beating Josh was taken, the sense of hopelessness that was setting in that second half, they still should have won that game.
Yeah, they had
pretty
it.
Pretty close.
They had it. They were right there.
They're 20 yards away from pay dirt with 30 seconds left and a timeout. Gabe Davis is a toe on the 3-yard line from getting out of Houston last night with a win. And I once again would like to use that as evidence as how stupid Thursday Night Football is, because the Bills had no business being in that game.
Yeah.
The way that the offense was playing all night, they had no business being in that game, and they almost stole a win on the road on Thursday Night Football that would have been completely unearned.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did take 8 sacks, so I'm going to say you left a little flesh on the field.
What I'm saying unearned is you didn't do anything.
Yeah,
nothing positive was happening offensively outside of that first drive.
Yeah.
And what sucks the most about this,
what is that?
There are more injuries.
Yeah.
And we're not going to know until next week
what
those injuries are.
I mean, luckily, they do have a little bit longer here to recover.
Yeah, I'm sure that sling will disappear off of Bernard's elbow before next Sunday.
Oh, and you got Aaron Rodgers coming to town.
No, they're going there.
Yeah. And
they're going to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers may not be playing. By the way, Aaron Rodgers is having statistically the worst season of his career. So.
Yeah, but they're not in bad shape.
Okay.
I mean,
well, the Steelers are one of those kind of a team that's pretty unpredictable. You don't really know what you're going to get.
So what happened to Aaron Rodgers?
He's got a wrist injury. He may not play this week. Who the hell knows? Bro, he's 70 years old. You can wake up, sleep on your neck the wrong way. You can't play for 3 weeks.
I hear you, buddy.
But like when it comes to these injuries, the Bills won't practice until Monday. So we're not going to get any word on who's hurt, what the deal is. If you want a potential preview of how bad injuries could be and who's hurt,
yeah,
keep an eye on who the Bills sign over the next couple of days.
Oh, to Phil.
Well, look. Both starting corners left the game.
Yeah, at what point I'm like, who else do they have?
I said the same thing. Kimmy.
Who else do they have?
Like, I am the, you know what
so, so I got to say this.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, please, he's got to say it, Kimmy. He's got to say.
Because every year, everybody gets excited about these signings, and we're bringing guys in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean crap.
That's not true. Michael
Hoyt. No, it doesn't, because these guys get injured, and then you don't have them for half the season. Like, every year you get somebody like Joey Bosa. Now he's got this weird club thing on his hand.
Well,
you bring in Von Miller and he misses half the season. So like all this excitement over all these guys you get, they'll get banged up and you don't see them.
It's the NFL, man. It's a physical game.
It seems like the Bills carry more injuries. Maybe because we talk about it so much.
Yes, you're in a bubble. That's why it seems that way. I mean, the Bengals paid $250 million for Joe Burrow to be quarterback. He hasn't played the last 2 years because he's been hurt. I mean, look, I could point to 15 different superstars. Bosa's brother out in San Francisco. He gets a big contract. He's out for the rest of the season.
But you can't get excited about who's coming here anymore, because are they going to – 2 games in, he's going out now.
Look, I don't disagree with the frustration that you're saying. But again, I think it goes back to my initial point here. If it's already a game that is so physical that some of the best-conditioned athletes in the world can't play 17 games –
maybe they're over-conditioned.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Please,
maybe they work them too hard and they're so sensitive – to these hits, mm-hmm. that their bodies can't take it. Because you need fatter, chain-smoking alcoholics that don't listen to their children, and they probably got a couple of girlfriends on the side. Give me a good Joe Namath.
Do me a favor today.
Pull a bourbon and chew.
I want you to go back and watch a game on YouTube today. Just pick a random game, NFL broadcast from 1988.
88.
And I want you to see how slow that game is compared to even the terrible game we watched last night. If you go back...
Yeah, but this guy, Lawrence Taylor, man, when he hit somebody... They were done.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I love how you go, that didn't happen back in the day. Joe Theismann's leg broke in half on national television.
And nobody cared. Nobody likes Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann cared.
What kind of, I couldn't tell from the broadcast, do the Texans play on one of those fields where it's like people are more prone to injuries?
I don't know.
I didn't know if it was like turf or grass or what they were playing on.
Well, but the injuries weren't like non-contact injuries.
True.
They were all... ow,
I don't know why the crowd just looked really hard last night. Maybe it's because Josh got sacked so many times.
Kimmy's dynamite take in depth analysis. Hard ground in Texas.
It was bouncing a lot.
It was.
4-11.
I don't know why.
Is that like one of those turfs that they slide it outside and bring it back in?
That's Arizona. I don't think they do the slide out turf in many other places.
No. Okay.
I think that was like a cry at one time, because remember they had it for the Super Bowl when Arizona was out there and it was a disaster.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you think the Bills had it bad last night?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else?
Well, somebody made some picks yesterday, and everything that happened last night, we warned you about. Every single thing. So I don't.
Who saw that defense coming? Nobody talked about that defense.
You're kidding me, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What are you doing? Yeah,
I never heard of it.
Why don't they make the whole plane out of the black box?
It's a great idea.
Okay. A Mule postgame excuse Monday, and it's a doozy. Just after 7:45 here.
Shouldn't even count.
On CMF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.